couple minutes to give you a little greater backdrop to the workshop series. As I mentioned, we are here on a monthly basis. It's an open public workshop series with the level purpose being our efforts to transcend the insularity that just happens because of the amount of work and effort it's within individual departments and within individual programs. I think everyone can relate to this. Everybody has sort of got enough on their plates, enough work to do, but we've come to realize that in order to be effective, we need to be able to work together, and so it's important to take a day once a month to learn from one another in a broader based setting, and that's what this is about. So in order to achieve this, we come up with a purpose that really is larger than any organization, including the federal government, and certainly as a society, our ability to tap and exploit the best of our IT capabilities and be in the driver's seat in a creative setting, having the tools augment us, is important. So then the day becomes an opportunity where we're interested in the quality of dialogue. And it happens because the sense of purpose brings people here, and the amount of difference in the room is what makes this very effective. In some cases, and the ideas here have led to piloting and prototyping and some advances in policy. In fact, you return at the end of the day with a larger sense of the whole as well as the networking opportunities. So, again, it's moving away from the types of environments that would insulate us from one another, and that's what we would ask from our technology, that we can begin to put in place a build to share infrastructure. And then, of course, as we know, there's an awful lot out there. It's very easy to be overwhelmed. We can't turn away from the complexity, but there's something about human conversation, as old and as original as it is, that is really powerful in terms of learning, sharing it, experiences, and going forward together. And part of what the day might be about is even exploring a new unit where we focused on the individual learner, but what about the communities of practice and the communities of interest, and if that's an important unit for the type of learning that's necessary. Also in the federal government, we've been building upon this agile framework based upon our what we call our enterprise architecture, moving away from stovepipe technology through collaboration, open standards. I think I'll kind of skip over this, but we've kind of moved to more of a unit of different communities. We've kind of fomented the creation of communities through the workshop series, and part of this is post-boundary scenarios and looking to the lightweight tools that can augment our capabilities. The workshop series is supported and co-sponsored by a number of different organizations, including my organization at the General Services Administration, Intergovernmental Solutions Office. We're also supported by the CIO Council's Architecture and Infrastructure Committee. I'm a co-chair of the Emerging Technology Subcommittee, as well as the Subcommittee on Networking and Information Technology, R&D. Here it's been primarily the So, Social, Economic, and Workforce Implications of IT Coordinating Group, there with Susie Iacono, that has focused on these workshops, but increasingly we are working with some of the other coordinating groups in this community. Under the Emerging Technology Subcommittee, again, what we're about is the improved learning that can take place when you can not only do your best within your familiar setting, but you've got a way to look beyond, do the light tuning up, develop that kind of that collective foresight. And I think kind of a mantra for our years of work here has been, in design, we either hobble or support people's natural ability to express forms of expertise. So that's pretty much what holds us together. I'll skip through this, but the slides are available on the web. The workshop series, as I mentioned, are supported through the CIO Council. We get suggestions for workshops from this community. We do work for them. Also, I might suggest you talk with Jim Disbro, who's here. If you'd raise your hand, Jim, part of the Emerging Technology Subcommittee. He's got leads a great program to advance the uptake and understanding of emerging technologies. So I think I've kind of spoken to this slide already. It's a little bit about connecting the cultural dots, the importance of dialogue, openness, the transparency. All of our workshop series, as I've mentioned, are available to people across the country. We've even had speakers from other countries by way of Skype, so we're trying to cut down on the barriers that inhibit that broad exchange of ideas. We also archive all of the workshops. And we have come to believe that this is part of going forward in light of complexity. It doesn't work just to think that if you can stay within your own small space that you will achieve the dividends that are needed in the performance that is needed by our teams and our federal agencies. And so just the once a month opportunity to get a larger picture around something that matters to you and your agency is important. Again, the workshops can be a place where people can begin to continue to network with others across agencies. Again, part of going forward, I'm also working half-time now with the Department of Energy supporting the distributed science infrastructure that allows scientists from all around the world to share their tools, work together, build upon their best science. And so I'm seeing many of these same kinds of needs on the human level to build the trust, the sense of purpose, the sense of clarity, and then the importance of the tools to be there for us. And again, this improved resource allocation and so on is also pretty special. Not to start from scratch when you can build upon something that's done or share someone's tool or basically share the learning. Again, we've got a lot of experience in the so-called wiki space or collaborative work environment. It has enabled these workshops to proceed, I think, in an effective manner, and I'll kind of leave it at that. But for some of the communities that also incubate in the space where the workshop content is, you will find any number of communities of practice. We actually have about 3 communities now that have their work and process available as public comment on our wiki, including the federalspending.gov at the request of OMB. So this sort of is a place where we're changing the dynamics of when and how citizens can be engaged, which also I think is important part of everyone's mission here. Just some background on sort of the key learnings over the course of the years, and in the interest of time, I'm going to end on this note and give you just a bit of a heads up on the future workshops that we'll be having. And once you're here, you're part of it as much as anyone, and we would invite your themes and ideas for future workshops, and we hope that you will continue to be a part of the community. Thank you.